Mr. Chair, under item 1A, please note that we have received no requests for commissioners to participate remotely. For this reason, no roll calls are required, and at your discretion, voting may be by voice vote.
Good. Meanwhile, we should have at least one roll call. Shouldn't we start the meeting?
Your next item would be the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right, the Pledge of Allegiance, and but everyone who's or able to stand, please stand, and we will do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated.
Item 3 is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time. And I have a few announcements. Consistent with state law, the agenda was posted to the LAFCO website and here at the Hall of Administration on Wednesday, April 1, 2026. The agenda and public hearing notice stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit comments by email or U.S. mail no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on the business day preceding today's meeting. Council has reviewed the agenda and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. When a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, we would ask that you do so and state your last name so that we can record your name in the minutes. Mr. Chair, under item CS-1, which is public employee performance evaluation, consistent with prior closed session items and with the consent of the commission, staff recommends that you consider agenda item CS-1 at the end of the meeting.
Okay, I lost my place here on the agenda. So many similar pages here. Okay, so where are we now?
You're on my recommendation on CS-1, the closed session item, is that the commission consider that at the end of the meeting.
We had at the end of the meeting.
Correct.
There's no objection. We will do that then.
The next item is swearing in for speakers. We have arranged for members of the public to provide verbal testimony during today's meeting. As is your practice, each speaker will be allowed to speak for up to 3 minutes. To the members of the public calling in for today's meeting, and should you wish to speak before the commission, we will ask that you identify yourself and the agenda item to which you are speaking. You may also indicate that you merely wish to be available should a commissioner have questions. For any member of the public who plans to testify before the commission today, including those who may be accessing the meeting remotely, now is the time for you to be sworn in. I would ask those who are here in the audience and on the phone who plan to speak today, I would ask that you raise your right hand. And in the testimony that you may give before this commission, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Item 5 is public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public, including those joining remotely, to address the commission on any items, including those that are on the agenda. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Does any member of the public wish to be heard under public comment? Mr. Chair, your next item is agenda item 6, which is the consent agenda.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar in its entirety? Okay, and is there a second to that motion? Okay, so motion has been made and seconded to adopt the consent calendar in its entirety. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. And the motion passes. So all items are approved. We go on item 7.
Mr. Chair, LAFCO Deputy Executive Officer Adrian Aromo will present agenda item number 7A.
Good morning, Commissioners. With respect to next fiscal year's proposed budget, you conducted the required public hearing at your March meeting. After the first public hearing on March 11th of 2026, as required by law, staff transmitted a copy of the draft proposed budget to the County of Los Angeles, the city's in Los Angeles County, and the independent special districts in Los Angeles County. Staff has received one comment in support of the budget. Staff, today is the second required public hearing. Staff is recommending that the commission adopt a final budget for fiscal year 2026-27 as shown on the screen and as presented last month in the amount of $2,141,990. The budget proposes a 6% increase over last year's budget and a 5.5% increase to the LAFCO apportionment. The proposed budget will allow the commission to continue providing its core services and perform state-mandated municipal service reviews and sphere of influence updates. Staff recommends that the commission open the public hearing, receive public comments, and close the public hearing. Approve the recommended final budget for fiscal year 2026-27 and direct the executive officer to transmit the adopted final budget as required by law.
Okay, we'll open the public hearing on this item. Is there anyone here to speak on it? Go ahead.
Correct. That includes membership with CalAFCO beginning July 1 for the upcoming fiscal year, as well as maintaining membership with the Alliance of California LAFCOs. Thank you.
Discussion? No further discussion. We will close the hearing and entertain a motion to approve the
staff's recommendation.
And it's been seconded. It's been made and seconded to approve the staff's recommendation on this matter. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. And it's passed unanimously. Thank you. We'll move right along now to what letter are we on? B?
Yes, Mr. Chair. It's agenda item.
Say it again, please. What letter?
Agenda item 7B is in boy, which is reorganization number 2014-03 to the City of Calabasas, also known as Craftsman's Corner. Amendment to the City of Calabasas and the City of Hidden Hills Spheres of Influence. Annexation of Area 1 and Area 2 to the City of Hidden Hills, and annexation of Area 3 to the City of Calabasas, and consideration of the final EIR and the second addendum to the final EIR for the City of Calabasas 2030 General Plan. Before you move into deliberation on this item, I would note a couple things. Number one, there were some emails that we received from affected residents and registered voters within the affected territory. We emailed copies of those to you after the agenda was posted. We've provided you hard copies today. There were three additional ones that came in late yesterday. Staff has provided you copies of those as well. In addition, and what we would ask you to consider, the City of Calabasas and their representatives are here today. Late yesterday sent in a letter, you have copies in front of you, asking that the commission, or the city is requesting that the commission grant a 60-day continuance. You are allowed to do that under state law at your discretion. The one request we would make is that I know there are members of the public here today who wish to be heard. This is a notice public hearing, so you may want to afford them the opportunity to be heard, as well as anyone who may be on the phone calling in. So our recommendation would be that you open up the public hearing for the purpose of hearing from those parties, and then at your discretion decide whether you would like to continue it for 60 days.
I'm inclined to support the mayor of Calabasas' request to have a 60-day continuance on this matter. And I don't know how the rest of the board feels about that, but I'd like to support our people that are in charge.
Motion for that, or?
Yeah, we'll need a motion eventually. But right now, we have the hearing open for public comment. And if there are people here today who just have to speak now, don't want to wait for 60 days. We will listen to them. We'll give them the 3 minutes each.
Chairman,
yes.
Since they've made the trouble to travel down here,
right.
I see no reason not to allow them to.
Well, we're going
to
allow them. Yeah, that's a good point.
I would say that I support your motion that we do table this until the per the 60-day requested continuance by the position.
Right, but let's listen to these people who want to speak today. Is anyone there in the audience? Please rise and approach the mic. And You have 3 minutes.
Good morning, Chair, Commission, Honorable Commissioners, Kendon Meek, City Manager, City of Calabasas. Thank you so much for considering the continuance. In light of the letters that have come in from residents from the affected annexation, we feel it is prudent to do additional outreach and address those concerns. So your consideration of this continuance is deeply appreciated. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you.
How are you doing? I just want to turn in a letter from the Calabasas Pickleball Club. We're fully in support of the annexation and look forward to being a part of the City of Calabasas.
Your name, sir?
Daniel Lawstriker.
Anyone else? All right, we will go to the, we had a motion made already.
Before, Mr. Chair, before you do that, could we just ask if there's anyone who may be calling into the meeting who wishes to be heard on this agenda item? Again, for members of the public who are accessing the meeting remotely, this is agenda item number 7B as in boy, which is reorganization number 2014-03 to the City of Calabasas and the City of Hidden Hills. Is there any member of the public accessing this meeting remotely who would like to be heard on this item? Okay, thank you for indulging me, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to be sure.
Very good.
We gave everybody an opportunity.
That's why you get the big bucks, because you keep us honest. Okay. We have a motion already, do we not?
Well, I kind of.
Want to do it again?
Move approval.
One thing I would recommend is that your motion reflect that the letter requests 60 days. Today is April 8th, and your June meeting is June 10th. So I would recommend if you were continuing it, you continue it to your June 10th meeting.
All right. So that's 63 days. Okay. Motion has been made and seconded to extend the item, continue the item to June 10th. Already done. Thank you for being alert. Anyone else? All right. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. The motion is unanimous. So the matter is held over. All right. What's next?
Mr. Chair, your next item is agenda item 7C. This is the reconfirmation of spheres of influence for cities and special districts. At your March 11th, 2026 meeting, you continued the item to today's meeting. For the current round of MSRs, known as round 4, and at your May 14th, 2025 meeting, you directed staff to prepare MSR and SOI updates for 34 cities and special districts over the next 5 years. So that's the current fiscal year through fiscal year 2029-2030. The work on MSRs for the current fiscal year is ongoing. We expect to bring these MSRs to you between June and August of this year. At that same May 14th meeting, you also approved our recommendation to agendize a set of SOI updates for cities and districts wherein the commission would simply reconfirm their existing spheres of influence, referencing previous commission actions. The result of this approach is that staff will not prepare MSRs for those remaining cities and districts. The reconfirmations proposed for the 36 cities and 23 cities before you today are those agencies which do not have any disadvantaged unincorporated communities within or adjacent to their respective boundaries, and or they are agencies which do not provide public facilities or services related to sewers, municipal industrial water, and structural fire protection, which is the focus of state law involving ducks. So that's things like cemetery districts and park and recreation districts. Staff would recommend that the commission open the public hearing to receive any testimony, close the public hearing, reconfirm the existing spheres of influence for the 36 cities, recommend the existing spheres of influence for the 23 special districts, find that this action is exempt from CEQA, direct the executive officer to add the words SOI reconfirmed on April 8th, 2026 to the respective maps, and direct the executive officer to mail copies of this resolution and provide it in section 56882 of the government code. And that concludes my staff report.
Anyone who wishes to speak on the matter? Anyone over the air?
Are you saying, can I ask a question?
Please.
As I mentioned to Paul, I had a lot of time sitting on a 10 and a half hour plane flight yesterday to look over these maps well. I am intrigued and I guess I've kind of known it's existed, but I am intrigued by Rolling Hills Estates and their map. Are those two county islands there?
Pardon me, I'm just pulling up the map.
Okay, it's a fun one.
Page is on.
Like maybe one.
Those are, they are islands, whether or not they are 150 acres or less, I don't know off the top of my head.
I mean, clearly, Hidden Hills, I mean, look at that. You talk about a weird boundary. So Hidden Hills.
Are you talking Hidden Hills or Rolling?
Sorry.
Rolling Hills
Estates.
Yeah.
It's a tiny, tiny, maybe it's 50 feet wide. Yeah, right up there, the green
yeah.
that connects all of that, this over here to that. Why is that like that?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I would note.
Well, it is.
It is a narrow street. This is not how LAFCO would do anything in today's world. And my suspect is this is probably very old boundaries. You know, if you look at the date of incorporation of the city, it was 1957. There hasn't been any amendments to, I think there was, we've done one tiny little annexation involving any of the peninsula cities. So, yeah, it's not the way you would do it today, and that's exactly what LAFCO is kind of here to prevent. You know, I would notice the city incorporated 6 years before LAFCO's existed.
I see. So is that like a huge commercial area, the area two?
I can't speak to what's in there. I just honestly don't know off the top of my head.
It says Westfield, so I'm assuming.
Yeah, I would guess it is.
You make a lot of money off that in the county.
And if you look at Area 1, it's almost entirely the South Coast Botanic Garden,
okay.
which is a county facility. Yeah.
Park, is that?
Wow. Take the back off comment out of the public record, please.
Yeah, I know. It's very nice, and I'm glad you guys are
it's in the city of Arcadia.
I know. Oh, it's
in the city.
Oh, that's fine.
So, yeah, okay.
Hey, I just didn't know whether that was something that people in the two and number one probably isn't a lot, but number two, there are people there, I would guess, living in addition.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you know what? I just wanted to mention.
I'm going
to
check, though, because now.
I'd have to look. I honestly don't know. I mean, you have both examples. I mean, if you look here, South Coast Botanic Garden is an example of a county-owned facility in county unincorporated territory, whereas like Arcadia Park you were mentioning is a county-owned and operated facility. It just happens to be within the city of Arcadia.
I might add they do a really good job with Arcadia County Park because we use it. We go over there and it's great. So anyway, just was interested in it.
Subdivision developments at one time, and for some, as the history developed, they never consolidated, they just incorporated. And that was before LAFCO, as you indicated, they came into being before we had our LAFCO here. So this is sort of a historical leftover that one day may have to have some cleanup as necessary, but at this time.
You almost legally couldn't create a map like this today, not with these slivers of territory. It would be very, first of all, it would not make any sense, but it's difficult to do under the current constraints of LAFCO law.
Okay.
So that's the background on it, why we have this hodgepodge.
Okay, that was it. Just interesting stuff.
Over here. similar, like Mesa Heights. I don't know if we could pull up Mesa Heights.
The Mesa Heights, the is that the garbage disposal district?
The weird little pocket of Inglewood. Purple that sits in.
I am as confounded by that as you are as to why that exists. The only other example I'm aware of that where you have kind of discontiguous city, Whittier has something like that, but it's a city-owned like cemetery or municipal use. So my hunch is it's a municipal use. But today you can't do that. City boundaries today have to be contiguous. You know, one of the struggles we have with this is you have extraordinary authority with special districts to do certain things, but in terms of a city annexation, we are in a position of responding. I can assure you we are encouraging cities to address things like that, but unless the city takes the lead to file an application or residents, or excuse me, registered voters or landowners do, we can only suggest, we can't force.
I used to get questions from those residents in that area of why they're there.
We have not.
No longer I get the questions because they now are associated with Inglewood, which has now a different reputation than it did years ago. So they're happy to be a part of Inglewood now, as opposed to a couple years ago. Yeah, the property values went up quite a bit. Yeah.
It's a phenomenon in the county when people are in unincorporated areas next to an incorporated city, and they have the same postal address, post office, they think they're in the city.
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
But there is an action before you, which would require a motion and a second.
So move staff's recommendation.
Discussion? Oh, no, no roll today. We're just going to say, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. I shall put me down as an aye vote also, and we're unanimous.
Mr. Chair, agenda item 7D, LAFCO analyst Amber De La Torre will present the staff report.
Good morning, commissioners.
Much better.
This is a proposed annexation of 40.56 acres of inhabited territory into the County Sanitation District number 14 of Los Angeles County. The affected territory is located on the southeast corner of East Sol Lane and 70th Street West in the city of Palmdale. The affected territory is within the district's sphere of influence. The affected territory is semi-developed. Construction on 86 single-family homes has commenced within the subject territory. The proposal is a mitigated negative deck adopted by the city of Palmdale as lead agency on March 11, 2021. All involved public agencies have adopted the necessary property tax transfer resolutions. Proper notice was mailed, published, and posted online. Staff did not receive any significant comments from public agencies, landowners, registered voters, or residents. Staff recommends that the commission open the public hearing and receive testimony on the annexation. There being no further testimony, close the public hearing. And there being no written opposition submitted by the landowners or registered voters within the affected territory before the conclusion of this hearing on the proposal, waive the protest proceedings pursuant to Government Code 56663 and adopt the resolution making determinations, including the California Environmental Quality Act determinations, approving and ordering annexation number 454 to the County Sanitation District number 14 of Los Angeles County.
Okay. Anyone wish to speak on this matter? Okay, members of the board, questions or comments? Is there a motion?
Howard, yeah. Mr. Lewis, when you speak, just we would ask that you speak into the microphone. Some of your colleagues are having...
Pardon me there, yeah. Up above on the upper right-hand corner above the annexation area, there seems to be some kind of settling basin, or is that a wash of some kind?
I don't know for certain. My guess would be the same as yours, that it's some type of retention basin.
Yeah, because just curious, and I see that this, given the number of empty lot subdivisions, this would probably be an ideal time to bring that into the sanitation system. Okay, my only comment, question.
Okay, any others? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Motion been made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion to approve, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. And the motion passes. All right, that ends item 7.
Your next item, Mr. Chair, would be agenda item 9A. This is a staff recommendation to deny a fee reduction request for a proposed annexation to sanitation district number 22. This item was continued from your March 11th meeting, and I would note that the landowner and the party requesting the waiver is on the phone today and would like to be heard after my presentation. In 2024, the applicant purchased a 5,674 square foot home on a 35,700 square foot legal lot in the city of Glendora, which is currently served by an aging septic system in need of replacement. LAFCO's current filing fee to annex this property into sanitation district number 22 is $5,740. On February 5th, 2026, the applicant submitted a request to LAFCO to waive the LAFCO filing fee associated with the proposed annexation, a copy of which is included in your staff report. To waive or reduce a filing fee, state law requires that the commission, quote, determine that payment would be detrimental to the public interest, end quote. Staff is recommending that the commission deny this request for the following reasons. The applicant has not applied to the county sanitation districts. Number two, LAFCO regularly processes applications to annex territory into county sanitation districts, including District 22, for landowners whose property includes a septic system that is failing or has failed. Staff believes the applicant's experience is no different than other individuals who have applied to the SAN districts and LAFCO and paid the full amount of each agency's respected and associated filing fees. Were you to waive the filing fee as requested, the cost for staff to review and process the application would be borne by all other parties who paid the full amount of filing fees to LAFCO. In terms of financial hardship, staff does not believe that the alleged hardship described in the applicant's letter is consistent with previous fee waiver or reduction requests which you have previously granted. Given the foregoing, staff believes that the commission cannot meet the state mandate, wherein you would have to determine that the payment would be detrimental to the public interest. Again, the landowner applicant, Mr. Jason Mummert, has joined the meeting remotely and he would like to testify. Staff recommends that you provide an opportunity for the applicant to testify, determine that the fee waiver request is not in the public interest, and deny the fee waiver request. So with that, you may want to open the meeting up to hear from the applicant.
Okay, we'll open the meeting, and we'll do so. We'll listen to the applicant.
Mr. Mummert, are you there on the phone?
It's actually Joanna Mummert. I'm his wife. We both applied. My husband's currently at work.
Please go ahead. Thank you.
Yes, so when we first purchased the property, we were assuming that we would continue with the septic tank. Unfortunately, our septic tank did fail after remodeling and everything. Obviously, this is not an expense that we were relying on, and we had no idea regarding the annexation fee. Nobody made us aware of it. And after looking into it, you know, there should have been a line that went expanded all the way to our property. So we don't know exactly what the issue was, why they didn't expand closer to our property or towards the property so that we would have access for it. That's something that happened before and prior to us purchasing the home. And it's just a little unfair that whatever situation happened prior to that caused us to have this like very high expense at this time.
Ms. Mummert, is there anything further you'd like to add for the commission to consider?
I'm just like, you know, at this point, we did have to apply for an extra loan on it just so that we can make this continue. And, you know, it is a burden on us that we weren't expecting. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, Paul. So my understanding is the septic tank failed, and now they're choosing to hook up to sewer, and they're asking for the fees be waived.
Correct.
But they could, in fact, replace their septic system, or do they have that choice, or do they have to attach to sewer?
I'm going to defer the answer to the question to the applicant. Ms. Mummert, in case you, just to repeat the question, it's, do you have the option of, or did you have the option of simply replacing the aging septic system?
Yes, so the option to replace the septic was twice the amount of us having to connect to the sewer line. So it would have been a higher expense for us to replace the septic system than connecting to the sewer line.
Thank you.
Other question? Yes, go ahead.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate this. My question is, $10,000, does that, were you going to have to put in a whole new septic system? That seems kind of inexpensive for a new septic system.
Correct. So now with the requirements of a septic systems, there's other components that have to apply to it. And just the starting price to install a septic system is about $50,000 to $100,000. So when we got quoted, the new septic system to be put in would be about $67,000 to $72,000 for a complete new septic system.
And so what would the $10,000 be? And we're on septic tanks, so I'm familiar with this. So were they just going to scour the bricks, or what were they going to do for $10,000?
So exposing everything and just reapplying, just like making sure what was going to be the final. But at the end, this septic system that we currently have is about 50 years old.
Okay. I'd give anything to be able to hook up to the LA County Sanitation District. I really would, because we're having to have the thing pumped every year, and that's $500 right there each time. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Paul, can you repeat again the reason in terms of your recommending a denial? Can you repeat that portion? I just want to make sure I'm clear.
I will. The comments, the three reasons that we noted were the landowner has not actually applied to the sanitation districts for a connection, nor have they applied to LAFCO. Number two, we regularly process applications. You see one on almost every agenda to annex into county sanitation districts. It is more often than not on a single family dwelling, a case that somebody is converting from an aging or failing or challenged septic system to a sewer. And we did not feel that the applicant's experience here on this property is really any different from the dozens that we see on other properties who are in similar circumstances. And lastly, it's kind of a fairness and equity question, which is to the extent that you waive this for one, those costs are really borne by two parties. One, everybody else who pays the fee,
right,
and the county, city, and special districts, which pay assessments to LAFCO. So, you know, I would note this, I found this case to be somewhat similar to the one in December in Duarte that you previously denied.
Yeah, I think that's a key point for me, the last point in terms of the equity portion, and in terms of if we set this as a precedent going forward, we'd have to actually waive quite a few kind of going forward. So,
if I'm able to speak and just mention one more thing. You know, most of our neighbors, except for a very small area, has this annexation fee. Everyone else was given the access to connect to sewer years and years ago. And the last person that did connect, the fee was not as high as what it is now. So it's been a long gap since people connected due to this fee that's high.
And of course, everything has gone up in price. There's no doubt about that. So you're living in the house now, is that correct?
Correct.
So do you have like a porta potty on your property?
So right now it's just having to empty the sewer constantly.
The septic system constantly.
I'm sorry, the septic system.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions?
In defense of our fees, I don't want to get into whether this is high or low. I will say that you did go through a comprehensive study a couple years ago to look at your fees, and it is to recover the cost of staff time.
The recommendation that you're making is that we continue the fee?
My recommendation is that you deny the request to waive the fee.
I will make that motion.
You're going to move that? Okay. Is there a second to that motion? A second to the motion to deny. Any other discussion? Okay, let's call the roll on that. Call the roll on that. I want to be recorded, so that's why.
Commissioner Altoon? Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner Lewis?
Aye.
Commissioner McKellum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Chair Deer?
No. And the motion passes, and the request is denied.
Your next item, Mr. Chair, is agenda item 9B. This is a request for proposals for municipal service reviews and sphere of influence updates for the Altadena Library District and the Palos Verdes Library District. As a reminder, at your May 2025 meeting, you approved a sphere of influence and MSR schedule. Consistent with approval of that schedule, staff is requesting authority to issue RFPs for the Altadena Library District and the Palos Verdes Library District. We anticipate this would provide sufficient time for the MSR SOI update to occur as scheduled, which is during next fiscal year, which starts on July 1st. Attached to the staff report is the request for proposals, which upon approval in a form substantially similar would be posted to our website and transmitted to potential proposals by email. Staff recommends you direct staff to issue a request for proposals for municipal service reviews and sphere of influence updates for the Altadena Library District and the Palos Verdes Library District, and authorize staff to modify the RFP to address issues unique to each MSR as deemed appropriate by staff and or council. And this item would require a motion and second.
All right, we have the recommendation to deny. Is there a motion?
Is there any public
a discussion first on the matter? Public comment? I'm sorry, did I forget that? Any public comment on item 9B? Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded to what? To the recommendation? Deny? Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the recommendation say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. And the item is denied. We'll go to the next one now.
Your next item, Mr. Chair, is agenda item 11, which is Commissioner's Report.
I just wanted to, my only report is I want to thank Angie for taking my spot in March. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Commissioner.
Okay, we'll go on to item 12.
Just two quick items. On March 27th, 2026, Los Angeles City Council President Marquise Harris-Dawson reappointed Council Members John Lee and Imelda Padilla as the City of LA voting member and alternate member, respectively. And they've decided to celebrate that occasion by not coming to today's meeting. And secondly, the Alliance of LAFCOs met on March 24th in Irvine, assembling in person the commissioners and staff from LA, Orange, San Bernardino, and San Diego LAFCOs. We'd like to thank Commissioners Wendy Salea and Margaret Finley for attending. And that concludes my report.
Item 13, public comment.
Is there any member of the audience or on the line, on the phone, excuse me, who would like to address the commission under public comment? Seeing none, Mr. Chair, your next item would be agenda item CS-1, returning back to that item, which is public performance evaluation. Now would be the appropriate time for the commission to reconvene in closed session. For members here in the room, this is a closed session item which will be held in this room. All staff and visitors will be asked to depart the room. And just so the commissioners are all aware, our meeting recording will be ceased during closed session. Staff will reconvene to the executive office, and we'll come back whenever you're done with this item. I will defer to legal counsel to introduce agenda item number CS.
That was April Fool's joke.
Okay, for the record, I just want to note that the commission has now reconvened in open session.
And there's no further business before this organization, so we are adjourned.
Oh, sorry, Chair, one more note. I also wanted to note that there is no reportable action resulting from the closed session. Thank you.
Thank you. Adjourned.